poll, Trump and DeSantis tied in the Sunshine State. By Hannah Blow on June 14, 2023. Former President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis are tied in Florida's Republican primary, a Saks Media Group / Breakthrough Research survey found. The survey, taken June 9 to 11, asked Florida voters, if the Republican primary were held today, who would you vote for? The survey's list of candidates included Trump, DeSantis, former Vice President Mike Pence, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, anti-woke businessman Vivek Ramaswamy, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, Larry Elder, former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, and South Carolina Senator Tim Scott. Notably, the survey did not include Miami Mayor Francis Suarez, who has been teasing a presidential bid. Both Trump and DeSantis tied for first place with 41% support each in their home state. No other potential candidate came close. Pence fell 38 percentage points behind with 3% support. Christie, Ramaswamy, and Haley came 1 point behind with 2% support. And 0% supported Elder, Hutchinson, and Scott. Overall, 8% of Florida GOP voters are not sure who they would support. Notably, 71% chose DeSantis as their first-choice candidate, compared to 57% who said the same of Trump. When asked who would be their second-choice candidate, 30% said DeSantis, followed by 16% who said Trump, 13% who said Scott, 11% who said Pence, and 10% who said Ramaswamy. Another 7% said Haley would be their second-choice candidate, 2% said Elder and Christie, and 9% said they are unsure. The survey follows an April Mason-Dixon Polling and Strategy Incorporated survey which again found neither Trump nor DeSantis garnering majority support in Florida, with DeSantis garnering 44% support to Trump's 39%. Meanwhile, an April Victory Insights survey showed a 25-point swing from DeSantis to Trump head-to-head since November. Nationally, this week's National Morning Consult survey showed Trump's lead widening post-indictment, leading the GOP primary field by 40%. Notably, DeSantis weighed in on the Trump indictment last week, asserting that the weaponization of federal law enforcement represents a mortal threat to a free society. "We have for years witnessed an uneven application of the law depending upon political affiliation. Why so zealous in pursuing Trump yet so passive about Hillary or Hunter? The DeSantis administration will bring accountability to the DOJ, excise political bias and end weaponization once and for all," he added. Related, DeSantis vows to fire FBI Director Ray Day 1. "It's about time to impose our will on deep state.